Question one. Can you please provide us with a brief background of yourself? Sure. I'm a naval engineer with a master in finance and an MBA at the Rotterdam School of Management, which is a top five school in Europe. Overall, I have over 20 years of experience in supply chain, having spent half of my time as a supply chain executive working for FMCG manufacturers, running operations. And in the other half of my career, being a supply chain and procurement consultant. Currently, I am one of the founding partners of Spin Consulting, www.spinconsulting.net, which is a specialized supply chain boutique who differentiates by delivering fast, tangible, and sustainable results to our clients. Thanks for having me here at Destin. Question two, could you please summarize in a few words the topic of your today's interview? Yes, with pleasure. So today we would like to touch a simple but a very important point, ERP systems in supply chain planning, the dilemma of implementation versus utilization. In other words, how much of the ERP's functionalities are actually used to plan our supply chains? For that, we mean, for example, demand planning, production planning, materials planning, and so forth. Question three, can you please tell us a little bit more on this problem? Of course. So organizations typically invest millions of US dollars for many years and mobilize hundreds of resources, people around to map, design, and implement ERPs. Yeah. So, however, in our experience, in a couple of years, not to say a few months, which is very typical, again, supply chains are teams are back planning using their spreadsheets. We can summarize supply chain tests perhaps in three main activities: the planning, the control, and the execution. And being brutally honest, the majority of the plan activity, which is the most value-added tests, are not being done in the ERP systems. Instead, the data is pulled out in out of the ERP, then moved into a spreadsheet, many spreadsheets, manipulate with the different calculations, macros, and metrics, and they send back into the ERPs many times manually. So this is very slow, time-consuming, high risk of errors, and to say the least, not making use of these huge investments done in the ERP systems. Question four, excellent. So what has inspired you to work on these gaps? Well, what inspired us to write this article was three different conversations with clients. We have been working with Spin, and we were very skeptical in spending money and resources in ERP. And by all means, please don't take me wrong. Within Spin, we are fully supportive of using systems, ERP systems, to plan. Our principle is that systems should plan and planners should take the time to analyze the plan and make the exceptions and manage the exceptions, right? But instead, in real life, planners tend to plan every single item manually or via spreadsheets and using very creative tricks in developing this mini ERP spreadsheet based. And that's not a joke. That's real life. The other day, so for example, to bring to reality, we came across a research that affirmed that around 65% of the organizations use in some form or shape spreadsheets to plan their supply chains. Of course, I fully respect the number, but I totally disagree with it. In my view, in real life, I would say that is over 90% of the companies are doing spreadsheets for planning, not control and execution. So one of our clients once made a joke saying that at the moment, one click on menu install ERP, it should automatically activate another command, menu uninstall Excel or any other spreadsheet. Question five, what you should recommend for someone trying to fix in these similar problems? Well, within Spin, we have been working over the last years with many clients and industries and real-life problems on solving these problems and making the right usage not installation of ERP systems for planning, not only controlling, executing. Then if you guys have interest in finding out more, please reach us out and let's have a conversation. Yeah? Thanks again for having me here, and I hope you have enjoyed this interview.